Decoding the Future of Tourism. Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, the Honorable Edmund Bartlett, engages world tourism leaders at the G20 Working Group Summit in Belém, Brazil, September 19 to 22. The minister made two strong presentations on tourism resilience and sustainability as the critical pillars on which the future is predicated. He emphasized the importance of G20 countries who enjoy 80% of the tourism expenditures to supporting the Small Island Developing States, SIDS, which are the most tourism-dependent countries but are highly vulnerable and weakly resourced to build capacity for resilience and sustainable recovery and growth after global shocks. SIDS countries: Antigua and Barbuda 15, Haiti **29, St. Kitts and Nevis 2, Bahamas 16, Jamaica 30, St. Lucia 3, Barbados 17, Kiribati **31, St. Vincent and the Grenadines 4, Belize 18, Maldives 32, Seychelles 5, Cabo Verde 19, Marshall Islands 33, Solomon Islands **6, Comoros **20, Micronesia, Federated States of, 34, Suriname 7, Cook Islands 21, Mauritius 35, Timor-Leste **8, Cuba 22, Nauru 36, Tonga 9, Dominica 23, Niue 37, Trinidad and Tobago 10, Dominican Republic 24, Palau 38, Tuvalu **11, Fiji 25, Papua New Guinea 39, Vanuatu 12, Grenada 26, Samoa 13, Guinea-Bissau **27, Sao Tome and Principe **14, Guyana 28, Singapore **also least developed country. Minister Bartlett, who is the founder of the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center at the University of the West Indies with satellite centers in 6 countries, invited the G20 group to establish centers and support them as key institutions for knowledge building and innovation. Iturbonews.com. The Minister of Tourism in Brazil, who was chair of the G20 summit, has committed to establishing the first center in South America in his country. Professor Lloyd Waller, the executive director of the GTRCMC, is leading the global initiative to expand a network of centers worldwide. The professor, who was an integral part of the summit, led the discussions with the Brazilian team.